It is a Flush the Format Friday, 194, with Secret Sound number 3 has been debuted at 194.com. You can listen over and over and over again, 7:10, your first chance to take a crack at it. So somebody posted a thread on Reddit, went totally viral. It's a simple question that we're going to completely steal because that's what we do. What's a total waste of money is the question. What's a total waste of money? What is something that you're like, hey, you know what? That is an absolute total waste of money. I cannot believe that I or anyone else would actually spend money on this. Jolty.
Well, for Halloween, I have two masks that I've never worn. Mm-hmm. And yesterday, I actually put some batteries in them, and I was walking around my apartment in them. I was like, a waste of money. Like, literally, I'm like by myself. I turned all the lights off.
Look at me.
If my neighbors saw me from across the street and looked in, because I have no curtains, they're probably like, what in the actual heck is this dude doing walking around with like a purge mask lit up and had like was turning the strobes on? Waste of money.
This guy's gonna rob a bank.
Waste of money.
They probably, like, if your neighbors saw you, they probably thought you were having a party.
A rave?
Yeah, what is this guy doing by himself?
Waiting for his friends to show
up. Just hanging out.
I mean, honestly, Halloween costumes in general, like, even if you go out and you wear it, you know, once.
Yeah.
Kind of, they're a little expensive given how much use you get out of them. Waste of money.
Pretty much, yeah. So I was like, I just feel weird because I have two of them. So I was like, could I put this on my dog and we could walk around and just do like, is there a TikTok video idea there? That's kind of what I'm trying to figure out to make it not a waste of money.
Total waste of money. Amy K.
I know it's a waste of money, but I'm going to continue to spend my money on it. Food delivery services. How much I spend. And then every month from DoorDash, I get the email that's like, if you sign up for DoorDash, whatever, they're, you pay an extra fee service thing, then you get free delivery. This is how much you would have saved in all your fees. And then I think, well, should I sign up for that? And I just have to pay however extra a month. And I just am a sucker for all the subscription services, but the food subscription or the food delivery, because I'm lazy and I don't want to get up. And then sometimes I can't, like when my car keeps breaking down. So then I'm so happy I have it. But I also think these people must think I'm so lazy because some of the places I get it delivered from are just a few blocks away from me.
Trust me, I used to drive Lyft. I do not think you're lazy. Like, that's their job. They want that. But at the same time, how do you not have the subscription? I thought you just did.
No, I don't have the DoorDash. It's not like DoorDash Plus or DoorDash something. I was just looking it up the other day.
Oh,
I think
the
I'm gonna
commercial
do it.
Where the guy's like, I'm that famous guy that's famous for being that guy in that movie you've seen that one time. Yeah.
I don't know.
I think that's Uber Eats.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Or the comedian whose name I can never remember talks about her feet.
Yeah.
I don't know who that one is.
Yeah, you might as well just sign up for the actual.
You get, free fees or free delivery. And, last month or whenever it was like, this is how much you would have saved so far this month, $40 in fees. And I was like, what?
Well, I should probably. Boy, how much do you? You must order there a lot, huh?
I use DoorDash probably
often?
4 times a week, if more.
That's insane.
You probably should sign up for that. What is something that people spend money on? You're like, that is a total waste of money. 237, it's tax 35270. Tweet, snap, if you'd rather, at 194 Playhouse or at 194 Official. My Chemical Romance, 194 Morning Playhouse.
When I was a young boy.
Playhouse Flush the Format Friday 194. Talking about things you think are a total waste of money.
Diaper genies are total waste of money. Like, it's like everyone talks about them, they recommend them, and then as soon as your kid starts taking like legitimate poops, it gets clogged and it's a waste of your money. It just doesn't work.
Yeah, we were always of the mindset like, you know, you get that bomb deactivated in the house, you get that out to the garage, you throw that away in the actual trash can. Don't have just this giant dumpster in your house. Gross.
Yeah, that is kind of gross. I feel like even like, I guess, I don't know. I was going to try to incorporate like picking up dog poo, too.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I was going to say
why
something.
Why would you pick it up from outside and bring it back into your house?
Some people, dog poo, GD.
Some people do, though. Like,
what
it depends.
Gross human being is doing this?
It depends on if you don't have access to the front.
You have to have some sort of dumpster somewhere. You carry in your dog's poop.
There was, okay, so when
he
it was
does.
When it was not here, but when it was winter time, okay, and there's like where I lived down back in Brookings back home before I moved up here, like if it's snow was around the thing, I'm going to pick up the poo and then I walk it through the house into the garage.
I mean, I guess if that's the, you have to, why don't you get like a little garbage can or something in the back?
Because everything was in the front. The way that house was, like, it was, gross. It made more sense. That's why I was like, it has nothing to do with the waste of money. All I was going to say, that's a waste of time.
Gross. What is a total waste of money? And we're seeing a ton. Amy K.
Yeah, someone said buying a gym membership when you know you're not going to be using it in 4 months, then you're locked in for a year that you're paying for something you're not using. Another person said huge birthday parties for young kids. Your baby is not going to remember turning one. Another person saying name brand shoes are really clothing for toddlers or preschoolers. They're not going to stay clean and they're going to grow out of them faster than you think. Someone else said pre-ripped pants. Why would you buy clothing already messed up? You're paying more for less product. And another one said for a name brand medicine. They usually cost 3 to 4 times more than generic alternatives, and they're chemically identical.
I would agree with that one, too. But when I don't have any kids, but I saw a pair of baby Kobes, and I thought they were the cutest, like, original, like, the crazy eights, like, old school. This was, like, years ago, and I was like, I actually thought about buying them. I was like, I didn't want kids. I actively
said, you would have that if you ever had a kid as backup.
And then I was like, I'm just going to buy these and store them because, you're like, nuts. Could you actually find original baby Kobes? And I was like, how cute would that be to rock your baby out, though, with some Kobes or Jordans?
Well, you got them then. If there's ever a little Joel D run around, like, I got shoes for this.
I know. I never did buy them, though.
I want to get my niece Uggs, and my sister won't let me.
What's the issue with Uggs?
She just said, Amelia's going to run. She's not going to fit into them in a couple more months.
That's the thing. So that's why it is a waste of money.
They're
$40.
Sense.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. You get rid of them, then you sell them.
That's what I think. She could wear them for a few months.
I mean, I would go. I don't know. Kids grow. She's at that age where she's going to be growing.
That's what my sister says.
You're welcome.
What is something you're like, man, this is a total waste of money. Why does anybody spend money on this? That would be the sound of a flush. The Format Friday, 194 Playhouse. Hey, 6:56 of the morning, Secret Sound, getting closer and closer. 7:10, your next chance at 194 Secret Sound, which you list do at 194.com. Ben, talk about it, 237, it's text 35270. What is something, anything that you're like, man, what a total waste of money? What do we see in Amy K?
Someone said buying new electronics every year just because it's a new model. One for out-of-season fruits, like strawberries in the winter, really expensive and tastes just like water. Someone said wedding and wedding dresses. I have nothing against marriage, but I think spending $30,000 on a wedding and so much on a dress is absolutely insane and pointless. It has nothing to do with the marriage. Someone said, and getting fake nails or constantly getting your hair done.
I don't know. I think everybody has that one thing. So a lot of these things, it makes sense. Now, going to the wedding, I would have to agree with that. I always said I'd rather like spend it on the rock. Right, the ring versus like a $30,000 wedding. Could you imagine the size of your ring if you spent even half of that on a ring?
Yeah.
Ish Bandy. 657-237. It's text 35270. Talking about those things that are a total waste of money. What would you say is a total waste of money?
I ended up buying when I was younger a lot of like the ab rollers and things of that sort, and they were like, this is all you need. It'll take care of your entire core. You never need to do push-ups or this and that again. And, like, honestly, now that I'm older, I can definitely realize, like, just doing basic exercises, push-ups, jumping jacks, they're still going to do more than just one machine because it might isolate one part, but you still need more.
So, like, the workout DVDs, the shake weight, that kind of thing, like, that's the sort of thing that you were falling for.
I did. At least I didn't fall for the Taibo guy, though.
Have you even lived life, though? If you don't have that one closet or room in your house that has these, like, weird artifacts of things that you bought like that, like, oh, yeah, these are my BAMs, my resistance bands. This is my shake weight. Here's my ab roller. Like, you got to have at least a couple of all those things.
Everybody has that. I bought, so the whole P90X thing,
yeah.
When that was huge, like, I still have it. And that was probably the only exercise that I would do. And that's the motivation. But I got sucked into doing the pull-up bar, which is great. I love it. But then I also got the push-up spinner thingies.
Yeah.
You know, when you do it and they spin? Waste of money. I mean, oh, it's better for your wrists and blah, blah, blah. And you might be able to activate lower, but it's still a waste of money. Like, it hurt more than it did anything else.
Yeah. Is it hard? It's just harder to do?
I think because you would have to like go when you got went down, it would spin.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't do anything. But the ab roller, I would have to say this. The one ab, it was like the Tiger something. That actually did, but you had to do it right. That was the other thing. A lot of times people aren't engaging the right way, but I think
do that.
It does assist a little bit. Not there saying that I have abs, but
kind of comparable to that because there's fads, right? They come along and everybody's like, ooh, you get this, you get that. You remember Insanity?
Yes.
I remember when that was like in its heat. It was like a DVD set basically of exercises. And I got it. And like after about 10 minutes, I knew pretty quickly, like, this is not for me. And I still to this day, it'll come up in conversation and people like, you might have been one of them, are like, hey, can I borrow that? I've always wanted to try that. And like the next day, they're like, yeah, no, thank you. Like, it is just like, it's like the sisterhood of the traveling pants. I have loaned this, but everybody hates it. Like, I've loaned it to tons of people.
Is it like moving, like the cardio type of thing?
A lot of hopping around, some, you know, resistance stuff. It's. I mean, it's hard.
Like similar to P90X, I would assume.
That's what I was going to say. I think it's like P90X.
The warm-up makes me hate myself.
I mean, when I was in the height of my running, that's what I would do was just P90X. I would just do it at home because I only really cared about like actually being able to lift my body weight is all I really cared about. I don't need to be bench pressing 300 pounds. So
sucky. Any other ways? Some money.
Someone else said funerals. When I die, just throw me in the trash. Someone said plastic. The one-time use of water bottles. I've been saving so much more money since I purchased a reusable one.